said before the game, hey, we handled professionally. The break didn't surprise us. We knew it was coming. What led to the all-around performance tonight?
They waited and got ready to play. Put some good swings on some pitches out over the plate. And J-Mo battled. He had to roll up his sleeves and go to work. We made plays on defense. So all around, it was a good team effort tonight. Real good team effort.
There's a lot of time to get a half hour, hour and change delay, but 3 hours, on what challenges are presented, if any, in that situation?
They've done it before. We've done it. I think when you sign up for this, you know it can happen. So you just do it. You don't make more of it than it is. It doesn't do any good to go anywhere with it. There are a lot of things out of our control. The weather's one of them. The people that decide when you're going to play and how you're going to play is another one. So they stayed focused. They stayed ready. Guys got their work. And they said, play ball. We went out and we did.
Hey, Sean Rodriguez has the night he has tonight, Clint. You know the guy's always going to work hard to get himself ready and prepared to come back a little stronger than he was before. What was just your impressions of his night tonight?
No, it was a very strong outing tonight. Strong performance. He's put the ball in play. He barreled balls up. He walked. Saw a lot of pitches. Didn't miss the hanging breaking ball. Got a couple other base hits, the left field. So, I don't think you could have drawn up any better for him coming out, but now we got to keep playing. He's got to keep playing and see where it goes with it. But really, really happy for him with the work he put in.
Talk before the game, like the key to building off those six wins or following the basic tenets of baseball, doing the things you guys did well last week, including moving the runners over. Was, I guess, J-Mo's sack bunt a pretty good example of that?
That was one of them for sure. We just kept going up, taking our at-bats, working. He was able to get the bunt down to the right side. Bell made an excellent read. Joey told him heads up for it. So the credit goes to J-Mo and Joey and Bell for Joey pointing out. But Bell's a good base runner, and he picked up on it as soon as the ball hit the ground. He was moving that way. We did a lot of good things on offense tonight as far as seeing pitchers, working some offensive counts, and then hitting the ball harder as pitched.
Clint, the long ball has been a theme for you these last seven games. What do you think has led to the spike in
home runs? I don't know. We were talking 2 weeks ago about it. We weren't hitting them. So
right. The
guys just keep showing up, and they keep working. Things run in cycles. Things are contagious. I hope the home runs stay contagious. Three-run homers and grand slams work pretty well. Good plays.
How about Colin Moran? He gets a four-hit night, and he's the fifth or sixth question that you're asking the post-game scrum. What is it about the way he goes about his work that leads to results consistently?
Speaks to the level of questioning in the post-game scrum probably a little bit.
Perhaps.
And the out was maybe the hardest ball he hit all night.
Yeah.
So. Well, there was a number of guys that did well. Robbie, that was just 145, just trying to have a little chuckle here.
Of course.
There was a number of guys that did things well, but he came out swinging. Maybe it was the high pants. That's what I commented to him. He looked good tonight in the high pants. I have something working there.
Catch a look at the cat. What'd you think of the cat?
Didn't see the cat.
Foot speed, agility.
Quick. Where does a cat come from in the park?
They're all over.
Are they?
Yeah. All ballparks have them.
There you go. I haven't seen many. Been in the game 44 years. That might be the third cat I've seen run on the field. So I've been missing something.
They come on after midnight, probably.
There you go.
Yeah. One every 15 years.
It's way too late where this conversation's gone. It's time to go home.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you.
I was...